from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations warned Tuesday that if pro-government forces in Syria succeed in encircling the city of Aleppo, then up to 300,000 people could be cut off from humanitarian aid. The UN said the Aleppo offensive has already cut rebel supply lines between the eastern part of the city and the Bab al-Salam crossing on the Turkish border. The World Food Program said Tuesday that it's distributing urgently needed meals to 21,000 people who fled Aleppo. The assessment from the UN comes as several people died in a suicide bombing at a police officers' club in a residential district of the Syrian capital of Damascus. This Syrian woman lives in the area of the blast. She says, I think this is a reaction to the victories gained by the Syrian army in Aleppo. That's what I think. The rebels cannot do anything and the army is gaining. We have to be patient. This is not the first explosion that we witnessed. Many explosions happened and we will return and we will continue. Police say a head-on crash of a train crash, rather, Tuesday in southern Germany has killed at least 9 people and injured more than 100 others. But police say 50 of those hurt in the crash were seriously injured. It happened about 60 kilometers southeast of Munich. This is the General Federal Police spokesman, Rainer Scharf. He says because of the confined space, they're rescuing the injured from the air and then taking them to nearby hospitals. The speed of the trains at the time of the crash, as well as what caused them to collide, is not immediately clear. Meanwhile, the rail company Meridian said 2 of its trains were involved in a serious collision and said it was deeply shaken by the crash. VOA News.